We'll say we are continuing on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 13a, about 10 lines down from the top. So the Gemara said, Dibay Seima, if you would like to say. So the Gemara is bringing another Raya for the Psak of Rav, that Rav said, the Halach Lamai said that we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Remember again, Rabbi Yehuda said that you could eat chametz the entire fourth hour. Fifth hour, it is Aser Ba'na, so you can't eat, but you can get Hana. Then sixth hour, we burn it. So the Gemara is trying to bring a proof to this. Gemara says, I saw Zibai say, the other possibility is like this. Rav da'amar ki'ay Tana. Rav holds like the following Tana. Which Tana? Disanyo, avasar shkolios b'Shabbos, mevarenes hakom lefnei Shabbos. When the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we destroy all of the chametz Erev Shabbos. For surfing, shumas, tmeos, tlios, utoros. Not only that, it's very interesting. Any truma food, remember, truma belongs to the Kohanim. So any truma, ultimately, again, whether it is truma tmeya, tulios, toros, or toros, tmeya is obviously tamei. Tolui means we're not sure about the status, and toros means the star. We go ahead and we destroy everything. Umeshaimin atoros, mazon shtei su'udos, kedei lecho ad arba shols, divrabi elozer ben Yehuda ish bartos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we leave over enough truma, just essentially whatever you need in order to be able to go ahead and for your su'udos. Obviously, talking to Kohanim. Mimar says, good. Dib Rabbi Huda ben Elazar Ishma Tosa. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Amulam, so they said to him, Tahoros lo Yisufu Shema Yimatsu Lahem Ochrin. Why would you burn Tahar Truma? Maybe you'll find some Kohanim on Erev Shabbos who will eat it. Amulam Kvar Bikshuva Lamatsu. They were talking about a situation where people already tried to find Kohanim to eat this Truma and they were unable to do so. The Gemara goes right there. So maybe again, maybe people were outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. You'll find me the next day. So using that logic, in other words, if you're going to tell me not to destroy chametz because of something that may occur, well then maybe even the truma tuluya, which is the truma that we're not sure as a tameh is a tahar. So you know what the truth is? Don't burn that either. Why? Maybe Eliyahu Navi will show up, and he'll be metaher everything. To which the Gemara is incredible. Amulo kvar muftach lahem yisal she'in iliyo ba lo ba'arvi shabbos says v'lo ba'arvi yom tov mi'at Torah. We have Masorah. We have a tradition. And the Masorah is that Eliyahu HaNavi does not come on Erev Shabbos to Erev Yom Tov because of the tircha, because of the difficulty it's going to cause, which is really incredible. On Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, everybody's busy. Baruch Hashem. So for Eliyahu HaNavi to come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov would actually create a hardship. Amazing. It's hard to even like say those words that Eliyahu HaNavi's arrival would create a hardship. But again, technically, it could create a hardship if he were to come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, again, there's no concern he's going to come on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. And therefore, the Tluyos, the Chametz, which is kind of like in suspended animation, that we could go ahead and destroy on Erev Shabbos already. Amru, Lozoz Mishama, Shekhav Aloha, Krebelozer, Ben Yehuda, Ish Bartosa, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. And the Gemara says they didn't move from there until they established the halacha like Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ala v'afil lecho." Now, doesn't that mean ultimately, again, that halacha lemaisa? Again, you see from here that even before the fourth hour, you can't eat the chametz anymore. No, he was talking about ultimately, again, destroying chametz. In other words, that ultimately, beer chametz, which obviously this is burning chametz, which can't be done on Erev Shabbos, which can't be done on Shabbos. That was done Erev Shabbos. But Lamaisa, the consumption of chametz could still go on into Erev Pesach itself. Va'af Rebbe Savar Lahod Rav Nachman. Even Rebbe ultimately again agreed with Rav Nachman. The Amar Rav in Bar Ado, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, Shehevki Disakya Malaya Chametz, Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Chakuka. It's an interesting case over here. So there was once a guy who left a bag filled with chametz by Rabbi Yochanan Chakuka. That was his name. And now what happened? Now what ended up happening is, on Erev Pesach, mice got in, they got into the bag, and chametz was leaking out. So they brought the case before Rabbi. So what happened? First hour, the Rabbi said, wait. Now, what is he telling them to wait for? Maybe the owner is going to come back and get his chametz. Second hour, wait. Third hour, wait. Fourth hour, wait. Chamishis, in the fifth hour, so Rebbe said to the guy, who was again the shomer, go now and sell it. Now again, he told him to sell it because if you wait any longer, it's going to be a total loss for the owner. So the Gemara says, my love, the Nachrim, Are we now talking about over here that he's selling it in the fifth hour to non-Jews? So what do you see from here? Like we saw before, like we said before, that halacha lemaisa, in the fifth hour you can get hana, but you can't eat it. To which must Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yosef, all the Yisrael Rabbi Meir. Maybe not. Maybe he meant you could even sell it to a Jew. And it's reflecting the view of Rabbi Meir that you could even eat chametz during the fifth hour. I'm Rabbi Abai Ili Yisrael, Nishkalei Nafshem. One second. If halacha lemaisa, Rabbi's instructing the Shomer, is he saying that in the fifth hour you can sell it to a Jew, that let the Shomer eat it himself. He'll eat it and then he'll reimburse the owner. So this is fascinating. Mishum chashada. No, we can't do that because it's going to look suspicious. The Sanya, the Gemara gives an example of this. Gabay tzedaka, she'en lamaniyim lechalik. So imagine for a moment you have someone who's in charge of the tzedaka fund and there were no poor people to give the tzedaka to. So halavai. Halavai, halavai, such a thing should come true. So therefore, again, the Gabay tzedaka has this extra money. Now, the issue over here that the Gemara is dealing with is the following. That halacha lemaisa, if it's copper coins decay over time. So you'd want to exchange the copper coins for silver coins. So the Gemara says, partan lachemrim, partan liatzman. So the guy by tzedakah could go to others to exchange the copper for silver, but he cannot exchange his own silver for copper. He can't do that. In other words, he can't be the one who exchanges the money for himself. Even though, again, he would actually be doing a favor for tzedakah, he still can't do it. Why? The Gemara says, similarly again, Gabay tamchoy she'en lam aniyim lechalik, mochrin lachemrim ve'mochrin liatzman. Same idea. Let's say again, someone's in charge of the soup kitchen. And Baruch Hashem, there's no aniyim to give the food to. So now you don't want the food to go to waste. So you can sell it to other people. You can sell it to other people, the Gemara says, but he cannot buy it himself. What's the reason? Yishum shenemar v'yisem nekiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. So the Gemara quotes the idea of v'yisem nekiyim. V'yisem nekiyim means you're not allowed to engage in behavior that looks suspect. In other words, even if really you're not doing anything wrong, more than that, maybe you're even doing something beautifully right, but if it has the ability to look wrong, you have to really avoid engaging in such behavior. The Gemara goes weiter. Amrulei Rav Ada Bar Masna Rav Yosef. Beferish Amart Lon, Sei Umochra, Beferish Amart Lon, Sei Umochra, Nenochren Krab Yehuda. So interesting, Rav Ada Bar Masna actually said to Rav Yosef, that ultimately, again, you when you told us this, or you told us explicitly, go out and sell it to non-Jews like Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, we're bolstering the idea that the Gemara passes like Rabbi Yehuda, namely, you could eat chametz the entire fourth hour, up through the fourth hour, fifth hour tolin, which means you can get benefit from it, sell it to a guy, give it to your animals, but you can't eat it, and 6 hour beer chametz. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Kiman azla hoshmait the Rabbi. So whose opinion is reflected in the following psak of Rabbi? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this nan, hamafkid peros etzel chavero, afilo hein avudin, lo yiga bohen. It's interesting. So let's say again, I deposit fruit with Reuven, and their fruit is beginning to rot. Even if it's beginning to rot, ultimately again, Reuven can't sell it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer, mochrem bebezio b'nei hashavas aveda. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, Reuven can sell it because of hashavas aveda. In other words, if he doesn't do anything, it's going to cause me a loss. If he sells it, he staves off part of the loss. That's called hashavas aveda. The Gemara says, amr le abaye, v'laf itmar lo, amr le ababachana, amr le biyochanan, lo shanu el rabosai, yud gimel amr beis 13b, b'chtei chasronan, ava yosim b'chtei chasronan, mochrem bebezim. So the Gemara says as follows. Now, when the Tanakhama said that you can't touch the produce, that's only if it's what we'll call like a natural rate of spoilage. But if it was an accelerated rate of spoilage, then ultimately, again, everyone agrees that Reuven, who's the Shomer, should show up in Bezin and sell it in Bezin. The Chol Shekein Hacha, and all the more so over here, in this case, by Chametz, Deha Psidi Legamri. Right? See, in the produce case, there's partial spoilage or potential partial spoilage by Chametz. Once the Zman Isser comes, there is complete spoilage, and ultimately, again, it would be problematic. So, therefore, once again, we are really highlighting the idea that halacha lemaisa, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, we'll see that is the final halacha lemaisa. You can eat through the fourth hour, tolin, suspend it during the fifth hour, can't eat it, but can get hana'ah, and ultimately, again, must burn it by the sink. I suppose we'll stop over here. Shkayach, everyone.